WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Becoming That Girl. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and if you're anything like me, you know that life can be a whirlwind. It throws curveballs, tests our limits, and sometimes leaves us feeling, well, a little scrambled. But guess what? There's a superpower within each of us, the power to heal, to grow, and to create a sanctuary for our minds. And trust me, you deserve that. Today, we're diving deep into building a safe space for mental healing and growth. Because let's face it, sometimes the hardest thing is facing ourselves, right? But before we get there, ever feel like your mind is a cluttered attic overflowing with thoughts, worries, and to-do lists? You know that feeling when you just want to curl up in a ball and escape the noise? Yeah, me too. But creating a safe space isn't about shutting out the world, it's about creating a haven within yourself where you can process, heal, and emerge stronger than ever. Think of it as your personal oasis, a place where self-compassion reigns supreme, judgment takes a backseat, and growth is celebrated. So how do we build this magnificent mental sanctuary? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll transform your inner world. 1. Embrace mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating, though that's awesome too. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, truly feeling your senses, noticing your thoughts without judgment, and appreciating the simple things. It's like taking a mental detox from the constant chatter. Ever notice how being lost in a good book or taking a walk in nature can instantly calm your mind? That's mindfulness at work. 2. Cultivate self-compassion. Let's be honest, we're our own harshest critics. But guess what? You deserve kindness and understanding, just like everyone else. Practice talking to yourself with the same gentleness and support you would offer a dear friend. Remember, setbacks are part of the journey, they don't define you. 3. Set boundaries. This is huge. It's about protecting your mental energy and saying no to things that drain you. You can't pour from an empty cup. Think of it like setting up a fence around your inner garden, allowing only positive vibes and nourishing connections in. Imagine feeling empowered to say, I need some time for myself without guilt or apology. That's the magic of boundaries. 4. Embrace creative expression. Ever noticed how doodling, painting, writing, or dancing can be incredibly therapeutic? It's like a channel for your emotions and a way to release stress. Find what brings you joy and let your creative spirit flow. Think of it as giving your mind permission to play and explore without judgment. 5. Seek support. You don't have to navigate this journey alone. Reach out to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide invaluable support. Remember, sometimes all we need is a listening ear and someone who truly gets us. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, right? She's juggling work, family, and trying to maintain some semblance of sanity. Lately, she's been feeling overwhelmed, like her mind is a chaotic mess. But Sarah decides to take control. She starts practicing mindfulness during her lunch break, taking deep breaths and focusing on the present moment. She also sets boundaries with colleagues who constantly demand her time outside work hours. At night, she lets loose by painting, channeling her emotions onto canvas. Slowly but surely, Sarah's mental space transforms into a haven of peace and creativity. See? It doesn't require grand gestures or overnight transformations. It's about making small, conscious choices that cultivate well-being. Remember, building a safe space for mental healing is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the key is to keep showing up for yourself with kindness, compassion, and unwavering support. So, my loves, go forth and create your own sanctuaries. Share your experiences, connect with others, and let's build a world where mental well-being is celebrated and nurtured. And remember, if you ever need an extra dose of motivation or a pep talk, I'm just a podcast away. Until next time, stay radiant, my beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.